Like magnesium, zinc is a mineral that's present in many of the body's functions. We've talked about magnesium in another episode, and if you remember, it's important because it's involved in many different ways in our body's cellular activity. Well, zinc is another much-needed mineral, and let's talk about why. I'm Dr. Nada. I created the Integrative Health Program at Mass General Hospital, and I'm the founder of Sage Tonic, an innovative and natural treatment toolbox. Welcome to this episode of Spartan Health. Zinc might not be as common as magnesium, but it's still very important to pay attention to in your diet. Well, why? Because the body lacks a specialized zinc storage system. Zinc has a lot of benefits, but three in particular can have a big impact on your daily health. First, zinc supports your immune system. While you only need a little zinc to have your immune system work well, a deficiency can have dire consequences. That's because zinc is the ingredient necessary to activate T cells, which are important for two reasons. First, T cells attack infected and cancerous cells. And second, they help to control and regulate your immune response. A measure of how important T cells are for the immune system is that some of the worst aspects of HIV result from the virus's attack on T cells. Second, zinc has an impact in the process of healing wounds. And that really matters, especially when you're prepping for a race, you're in a race, you have an injury or a cut. Zinc can help. Specifically, it's important because of the way it interacts with collagen. Collagen is a protein that maintains the structure in skin and other kinds of connective tissue. Zinc, in turn, helps in the production and remodeling of collagen, which is a key property that boosts tissue growth in and around a wound bed, and it promotes healing. Third, zinc has great properties that can help with the common cold. Many people find that zinc lozenges can help cut down on the severity and duration of a cold. Well, there's one study that found that a zinc remedy could cut down on the length of a cold by 40%. The theory is that zinc helps to reduce inflammation, and you guys know about inflammation. We've talked about it in several of our episodes. Well, what zinc does with inflammation is it helps in and around your mouth and throat where much of the cold virus resides. So, now that you know you need zinc, where can you find it? Well, one source are oysters. So if you're out and about, you might want to give them a try. Some other sources, red meat, lobster, and poultry are some really good go-tos. And for vegetarians, beans, nuts, and dairy products are especially helpful along with whole grains. Since zinc isn't stored in the body, people who are prone to zinc deficiencies either have trouble absorbing it, taking in too little, or they use up too much. In the first case, you'll find people with digestive disorders or diseases associated with metabolism, like liver disease. In the second case, vegetarians who aren't eating oysters and red meat could become zinc deficient without taking some of these compensating strategies. So do consider some of those other sources that I mentioned. And for women who are pregnant or breastfeeding, they use a lot of zinc for their baby's needs, and they may also run low. So remember, because your body can't store this important mineral, don't take it for granted and think zinc. Thanks for listening to Spartan Health. I'm Dr. Nada, and I'm here every Sunday as part of the Spartan Up podcast family. Spartan Up has new episodes almost every day of the week. We give you tips, information, and tools to help you stay on track. We have interviews with inspiring high achievers every Tuesday with Joe and his team. And other days, we cover topics that help with mindset, athletics, and leadership. At Spartan, we're here for you. We're your partner in resilience training for mind, body, and spirit.